From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Speer. Speaking to the United Nations General Assembly in New York today, President Obama said the world's leaders who have criticized the U.S. for acting on its own need to join him in tackling global problems. In his first address as president to U.N. attendees, Mr. Obama called for a new era of engagement.
Nothing is easier than blaming others for our troubles and absolving ourselves of responsibility for our choices and our actions. Anybody can do that. Responsibility and leadership in the 21st century demand more.
Among the areas of cooperation the president outlined, getting rid of nuclear weapons, increasing security from terrorism, and pushing for Mideast peace. The president's remarks preceded a lengthy address from Libyan leader Muammar Gaddafi, who, speaking through an interpreter, called for a change in the world body while criticizing the UN for not preventing dozens of wars and treating some nations unequally. At least one person has died in Honduras in clashes between security forces and supporters of ousted President Manuel Zelaya, whose surprise return has plunged the small Central American nation into political crisis. South American leaders called for Zelaya's reinstatement at the UN Assembly in New York. Michael O'Boyle reports from Mexico City.
Honduran soldiers and police blocked off the area surrounding the Brazilian embassy in Tegucigalpa, where Manuel Zelaya took refuge after his dramatic return to Honduras this week. Supporters of Zelaya have vowed to continue with street protests until he is restored to power. Reuters reported that at least one person was shot dead Tuesday night during a clash between police and demonstrators. Zelaya, a leftist ally of Venezuelan President Hugo Chavez, snuck back into Honduras on Monday after 3 months of exile. Today, Chavez, as well as the presidents from Brazil and Bolivia, called for Zelaya's return to power during a UN General Assembly in New York. The United States and the European Union have also backed Zelaya's reinstatement. For NPR News, I'm Michael O'Boyle in Mexico City.
Wind-whipped wildfires continue to cause problems in Southern California. Hattie Lynn Hurdy's of member station KPCC has more.
The newest fire is in the hills above Ventura County, north of Los Angeles. It's consumed more than 9,000 acres and is threatening about 1,000 homes. Moore Park College has been closed as the fire burns in the hills above campus. Some areas are under evacuation orders, and Governor Schwarzenegger has declared a state of emergency for the county. Another fire in Riverside County to the east has burned 160 acres, but it's about 60% contained, and no homes are in danger there. Meanwhile, firefighters are still struggling to complete containment of the 250-square-mile station fire in the Angeles National Forest, an arson fire set a month ago. With winds gusting to 40 miles an hour, firefighters are concerned about flare-ups and spreading embers. For NPR News, I'm Hedy Lynn Hurdies in Los Angeles.
On Wall Street, the Dow Jones Industrial Average closed down 81 points today. This is NPR. A second day of debate on the proposed health care overhaul in the Senate Finance Committee got off to something of a slow start. Republicans and Democrats have been arguing over whether the bill as proposed would harm seniors, with Republicans claiming that $500 billion in proposed cuts to Medicare providers over a decade would lead to a reduction in patient benefits, while Democrats maintain that would not be the case. GOP lawmakers have been pushing a number of amendments designed to block the Medicare changes. Senate Finance Committee Chairman Max Baucus, who's been trying to craft a compromise, has argued the underlying bill will reduce health care costs. The Vatican is defending itself against accusations the Holy See was well aware that an ultra-conservative bishop was a Holocaust denier before Pope Benedict XVI lifted his excommunication last January. NPR's Sylvie Pajoli reports from Rome.
The website of Stockholm's diocese says its bishop and the Vatican ambassador to Sweden had informed Vatican officials in November that Bishop Richard Williamson had denied the Holocaust in an interview with Swedish TV. In that interview, broadcast 2 days before the Pope lifted his excommunication, Williamson had said there were no Nazi gas chambers and not more than 300,000 Jews were killed by the Nazis. Jews and Catholics worldwide were outraged, but the Vatican always denied it had prior knowledge. Benedict later condemned Williamson's remarks and spoke out against Holocaust denial. The Vatican said affirming or insinuating the Pope was informed beforehand is absolutely groundless. A Swedish TV program broadcast Wednesday claims the Pope's inner circle was informed about Williamson's views. Sylvia Poggioli, NPR News, Rome.
Crude oil futures fell $2.79 a barrel to close at $68.97 a barrel. I'm Jack Speer, NPR News in Washington.